Chief Henry, who's there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good story. remember my grandmother years back. I was a little girl. I grew up in
And it's not that you just make up your mind overnight or say a couple months before the potlatch that you start planning your potlatch. It takes 2 years, maybe 4 years at that time, because the people all used to go out trapping and you have to work for your money the hard way and keep putting away as you make your money.
Yeah, the best of everything you got. Away for this more or less, like if you catch a bear or something, they would reserve that, the best part of the meat, for this potlatch, and they'll drive it maybe from Kaikuk River all the way down, dogs, you know. The same way with the moose, maybe they'll eat the ribs, some part of the ribs, they'll save the rest. Just the best of everything they put aside until their cache is full. And trapping the same way with the furs, like lynx and land otter, wolverine, and wolf. They put that aside. I mean, you know, they could sell it, but they want to keep the best for this celebration.
I remember my grandmother. When my grandfather died, she dressed up seven men for him, and it took her about 3 years to prepare for the potlatch. And I remember as a little girl, whenever we used to go up in the cache, they had the caches off the
ground,
and there was one sack for nothing but mukluks, a sack for slippers, sack for stockings, all
different
have
things
to be filled, you know. And then she used to go over to Yun Laklid and get a seal oil and muktuk for that. And that's about 4 days going over and 4 days coming back by dog team. So it used to take a lot of work and a lot of preparation for their stick dances and potlatches years ago. It's not like how it is now.
It's not like what it is now. Like in those days, everybody, not just two or three, every man in the village went out, got wood for the dance hall. All the women had to get on their knees and scrub that floor. They didn't just mop it, they scrubbed it. I remember Lysol smelling dance hall, but I never did, as a little girl, see any man or woman going that dance hall with jeans on. They were dressed. They took baths, scrubbed their hair. All the women just had to be just so, and they never went in there dirty.
And the men with suits
and
white
suit
shirts
and white
and
shirts, they never went in that hall. And that was the respect that's lost with this generation. I don't know what happened, but anyway, it's lost. And I don't know, there was a big respect at that time for that dance hall. We never saw anybody go in there with jeans, no. They were all just slick and
in fact, the woman never used to wear jeans then, really.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I remember as a little girl in this village, every Saturday, every woman in this village got on their knees and scrubbed their floors with Lysol. There was not, you could just eat off their floor. And it's amazing now, what a big change in the last 25 years.
I wonder if you're talking about before, you know, the way people act now in the hall. I wonder if it's because maybe now they don't quite remember or don't quite know exactly why they're doing these things.
Well, I think even if they did know, they don't care.
It's just their attitude towards this now is,
do you think the younger kids know really why the stick dance is going on?
They do. But they don't have the feeling like we do.
They don't have the feeling, That feeling is gone.
It's just the mothers that are about your age know it's going on.
Mm-hmm. And we knew just what our grandmothers and mothers did, you know, and it just naturally came into us that we have the feeling that our love for them is still there, you know, when all this singing and everything is going on. We could almost just picture our
ancestors
dear ones
sitting,
just
sitting there.
There, you know, just.
It's sad, and then again.
And then this dish that they pass back and forth, you probably noticed that dish going back and forth from house to house. This dish represents before we put their souls away real good, you know, we're feeding their spirit so they could be at rest at the end after the week, you know, we could dress and walk out. But in the meantime, we're feeding them. And those that got the dish and don't forget to pass it back, well, they go hungry.
It's the meaning of it.
Yeah. And then it just relieves us, you know, just to think that we're doing something for somebody we love, you know. That's the feeling we have. We're working for somebody that we love that's already gone, you know. Mm-hmm. And after we do this, then it makes us feel better. We don't care too much to cry, or we don't, you know, it really does relieve us. You know, we think that we did what we can, and we did.
And we put them at rest now, you see.
And the songs that you sing at the stick dance and this week, are they special songs?
They are really special. You got to listen to those 14 songs. The big part of this stick dance is those 14 songs before the stick come in.
Yeah.
And then the songs they sing now, you know, is a song that someone made for their dear ones. And every song, we know who sang the song, and we know who it was made for. Mm-hmm. And this is what makes us so, you know. Mm-hmm.
Would you use the same song, like, for two different people?
No.
No, it's all different, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you would understand the words,
yeah,
it just, it just has a meaning.
Words, and you know, for people that never had no education, if you could understand that Indian language, mm-hmm. every other line rhymes with the next line,
mm-hmm.
and it mm-hmm. is amazing how those people could do that.
Mm-hmm. And just that one little song that I made, you know, for my sister, I guess you heard me singing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could tell you the meaning of everything that I put in there, because I made it, you know, myself. I mean, I'm the one that sang the song. And it starts like this. Well, we know that you just went away, you know, you're just in a different world. You just went to sleep, you know, that's the way it starts out. My dear sister, you just went to sleep. And, you know, we depended on you. Like, she's the oldest, she was the oldest, you know, we depended on you, but now you left us, and, you know, we're just, this is why I made this song. And all the people here in Nolato would just love to be at your funeral, but it just can't be done, you know. But we all miss you here in Nolato, knowing that you're one of us, you know. And then you died in a different place, you know, Fairbanks, and she's buried up there. And like all the, like the song is like for the whole Nolato, you know, we really miss you, but then, you know, we can't all afford to go there to your funeral, but we're there with you. And we hope now you're with our grandmother, and you know, you're happy where you're at. And so this is the song, you know, the meaning of, I mean, the best I could explain. But in Indian, it's really more real in Indian.
Do you want to sing one? Sing one song and dance?
You, Dorothy, sing yours.
Anna sade ho sade denane na adi meze no mezne tatane anna sade ho sade ne toye ni zelo ne zudne iho da dena Ni ha
The other day I told her I was going to move back to my sister Geek's house if she didn't dance. Before she got out there on the dance floor, she would quit.
She did real well in the hall the other night.
Oh, that's why she didn't want me to move back to my sister's house.
Do you want to try to dance so they can see you dance and maybe they can try one?
You kids want to stand up and dance with us?
Okay.
Very good. We should call it the morning song. I guess that would be appropriate.
What tune would that be? Sad one. Sure.
The thing is, we don't have to.
Washboard this way. Yeah. Yeah. Rub, you know, for
that's for my
children.
Yeah. But wash tub dance is like you're washing on a board.
Easy.
How come?
Well, we sent for Aggie. If you don't come back, get back to me because she won't be that happy.
Yeah. Well, that's just fun. You should go back.
Tell us a little bit about what will happen Friday night, you know, when actually the stick is on.
Could you tell the story?
It was sick. Your turn.
About the sick.
Tina.
We all talked.
They do.
Well, first of all, you know we have to dress up. Our head dressed and our hand. We sing, we dance to the 14 songs. And about the 15th song, you know, she go for the stick while that
they say.
Yeah. While we dance, you know, with the stick dance song. And that goes on for all night.
But Eco, before the 14th song,